Hello, I'm Shelley. Welcome to this very special hypnotic recording. This recording was designed to induce deep relaxation, so please do not listen to it at any time while driving. And now, sit back, find a comfortable, quiet spot where you can relax. Close your eyes now and focus on the sound of my voice.
What you crave, what you desire, as you tune into the sound you go now.
As you begin to focus on the sound of my voice, notice that your body is becoming very deeply relaxed. Very deeply relaxed as my voice washes through your mind and over your body like a cool summer breeze, caressing your skin, relaxing you deeper and deeper. Feel yourself allowing yourself to completely let go. Sink deeper, deeper, deeper down now. You love the feeling of complete and total relaxation. This is what you crave. This is what you desire. Drifting down deeper now. Just listening to the sound of my voice. Relaxing deeper now. Like a baby in my arms. Cradled in my arm, in my rocking chair that is slowly rocking back and forth, back and forth, as you are falling now deeper, deeper down. So relaxed, just listening to the sound, the sound of my voice falling deeper. Every nerve, every muscle, every cell in your body responds to the sound of my voice, gently rocking you deeper and deeper. Feel your body rocking back and forth, back and forth, deeper and deeper now. So very, very relaxed. Like a baby that is cradled in my arms, so safe, so secure, so trusting. Deeper now, fall, sink deeper, rocking back and forth, back and forth. Your mind is like a sponge, soaking up all of my suggestions, word by word, thought by thought. Is my words my thoughts, my wishes my commands, begin to penetrate your mind. Your mind that is longing, that is craving, desiring to soak up my word like a dry sponge in need of water. In need of water to feel full, to feel complete, to feel nourished. Your mind is open as I cradle you in my arms. Your mind is open as you listen to the sound of my voice. It's been a few days. You are now in your new apartment that Master Scott put you in. Everything feminine, clothing, shoes, the works. Deep down inside, you're feeling a little insecure about yourself. Wondering if you should be having this kind of affair with your Master Scott. As you sit there and contemplate your feelings, suddenly the phone rings. You jump up and you notice that the caller ID shows that it is Scott. You are so nervous. Still, you answer. Hello, Scott.
That's Daddy,
he says. Sorry, yes, Daddy. What?
Better when I call you at home, you'll answer me as Daddy. And when you're at work with me, you'll answer me as Scott. Did you got it?
Yes, Daddy, but I'm not sure about working with you.
You're gonna start working here with me tomorrow as my secretary in my department. I've already told the manager in your department that you quit, so it's all taken care of. I want you to look professional, business casual, and no pants. Skirt, blouse, total femme. I know you know what I mean. But don't worry, you're very passable, you fooled me, and that's saying a lot. Bye, sweetheart.
But Scott! He hung up. Oh, as you sit there with your head spinning, you wonder what you've gotten yourself into. Scott is crazy, you know you should have never agreed to this. As you walked into the building, no one seemed to look at you funny, so perhaps Scott was right. You were wearing a gray skirt, a baby pink sheer blouse, matching jacket and pumps. Underneath, you had on a pink bra with matching panties, a garter belt, and nude sheer stockings. With your medium bob-cut hair, with your cute little bangs, such a feminine layered haircut for your little sissy face. When you got into the elevator, there were five men dressed in power suits towering over your five-foot body. Three of them were definitely checking you out. Inside, you were smiling. But as you walked out of the elevator, you felt a large hand rub against your nice, round, firm ass, and then the small of your back, and you heard a man's voice say, "After you, baby." This was your first time being sexually harassed, and you did not like it at all. As you enter Scott's office, you see Angie, Scott's secretary. Angie greets you. "Hello, Chrissy, I'm Angie. Scott told me you were gonna start today, but he didn't tell me how pretty you were. Oh my God, I love your blouse." You reply, "Thank you, did Scott..." "Oh, I'm so glad I got promoted and out of here," Angie says. "Taking care of five managers, not to mention Scott, is no easy task. You're gonna be busy, girl, taking care of the men," she says as she smiles at you. "Oh, I hope I didn't scare you," you reply. "No, but did..." Scott enters the room.
Angie, you and Chrissy come in here. And Chrissy, bring in your notepad right away. Well, hello, Chrissy.
He says.
Is Angie filling you in on your duties? As you know, Angie got promoted to another division, and you'll be taking over as of today.
Oh, congratulations, you reply to Angie. Scott looks at you and Angie.
Angie, give Chrissy a list of all the things she will be required to do.
Angie replies, well, you'll need to get all the managers lunch every day, coffee in the morning, of course. Some will need their dry cleaning picked up. You'll be in charge of special meetings. Are you getting this down? Are you writing it down? You reply. I'll just make you a list, okay? She says. You thank her. Scott interjects.
Angie, go ahead and leave for the rest of the day. I know you need to get ready for your new job.
Angie thanks Scott, and she walks out of the office. She leans down and whispers into your ear.
Have fun, pretty girl.
Scott looks at you.
Sissy, lock the door. Come over here.
Scott, what's going on here? Why did she keep smiling at me? What are these special meetings she's talking about? Why did she whisper in my...
Shut the fuck up, Sissy, and get over here now.
As you walk over to him, he grabs your arm and pulls you closer to him and slaps you on the ass. Your eyes start welling up with tears as he starts to unbutton your blouse and pulls out your tits. You feel totally violated, but you didn't do anything. You just stood there, feeling totally dominated by this asshole, this jerk, this freaky man. And just as you're beginning to think those things about him, he forces you down on your knees. He whips out his huge cock, and he shoves it in your mouth. You take it like the sissy you are, with tears rolling down your face.
Oh, now stop that, sissy, don't cry. I'm gonna take good care of you, remember?
He picks you up and leans you over his desk. With your breast sticking out of your pink bra, bouncing in the air, he lifts up your skirt.
Oh, nice, matching garter belt. I'm so glad I caught you, Chris. Oh yeah, Chrissy. Let daddy fuck you, my little sissy cunt. I see your little titty in that chastity device I put on you. Maybe I'll take that off in about 6 months. Maybe not.
He pulls off your panties and starts to fuck you while he's spanking you. Feels so good, but you try to fight it. You hate this guy, and now he's fucking you in his office. He tells you to be a good girl and do everything the other manager wants you to do.
Your fears are true, Chrissy. All the managers in my department are masters, and you are going to be our sissy toy. Get used to it. You will be harassed. Force fucked. You'll be required to get blowjobs. Oh, and special meetings are gangbang Friday, with you being our special sissy.
He turns you over on the desk and he opens your blouse more, ripping it, as you spread your legs open. For him to fuck you like the sissy slut you are, he smiles as he pushes your back down on the desk, putting your legs over his shoulders. As he begins to fuck you real good. You give in, you completely let go and surrender to your master, Scott. Because you are ready to do anything for him. And he's fucking you so good, he starts to kiss your tits, your neck, your lips. As he puts his tongue in your mouth. And you feel yourself getting so hot. This huge cock in your sissy pussy. Huge tongue in your mouth, with his right hand on your breast and the other stretching your leg back to your head, with your little clitty rubbing against his six-pack abs. You want to explode all over him, but you can't because of your chastity device.
Want to come, my little sissy? Well, you can't, at least not from your clitty. I want you to come like a girl. Come on, Chrissy. I'll make you come like the sissy bitch that you are.
As he starts pounding your pussy, and whispering into your ear that he's gonna do this to you all the time, that he wants you, that he needs you, that he loves your little sissy ass, your sissy tits, your long sissy hair. And he tells you that you're his pretty, pretty girl. And then you feel your whole body beginning to quiver, your legs becoming weak. You tighten them around his waist, and a burst of energy blasts every part of your body. As you look into Scott's eyes and he's smiling at you, you feel your body beginning to come, just like a woman. Oh, 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 I'm coming, you say. Scott whips his dick out of your pussy and he shoves it into your sissy mouth. And he squirts his juices all over into your mouth. And you swallow it like a good sissy should.
Scott smacks you on the ass. Now go clean yourself up and bring me some coffee, bitch. Oh, and by the way, you have a meeting with Brian Ken at 2:30 today. So I want a good report.
He sends you off on your merry way, feeling ever so humiliated, yet at the same time, completely fulfilled. You can't wait until your next encounter with Scott. As you're walking down the hall, wondering what your afternoon is going to be like, you are dreaming of the very next time you're going to be used. The next time you're going to be fucked, like the good little sissy whore. You know you are. This is what you've been craving and desiring, isn't it? Give in to your sissy desires now. And every time you meet with your master Scott, you feel yourself surrendering even more. More and more, deeper now. So relax, lost in this dream. It is real in your mind.